News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica has moved up 5 places to be ranked 59th out of 144 nations on the Forbes Best Countries for Business list 2015, making it the top country in the Caribbean region to do business. The country moved up from a ranking of 64th in the 2014 report. This was disclosed by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller during the recent opening of business process outsourcing BPO company Sutherland Global Services in New Kingston. The improved ranking means the country has maintained its number one spot among Caribbean countries, as reflected in last year's report. Forbes, a leading international business magazine, determined the best countries for business by grading the nations on 11 factors, including property rights, innovation, taxes, technology, corruption, freedom, personal, trade and monetary, red tape, investor protection, and stock market performance. Each category was equally weighted. The list was also compiled using published reports, including the World Bank's Doing Business Report and the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Report. Government has awarded the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, the 2016 electricity license, which will allow for significant changes in the energy sector. Last year, Cabinet approved recommendations for changes to both the amended and restated All-Island Electricity License 2011 and the Office of Utilities Regulation Act to, among other things, accommodate a redesigned tariff structure guided by government policy. The amended and restated All-Island Electricity License 2011 will now be called the Electricity License 2016.
What we have now are terms that will enable more investment, greater security, and for the country to benefit. The new license also recognizes the role of renewable energy in all of this.
Energy Minister Philip Paulwell, he was speaking at a press conference to hand over the electricity license to the JPS Wednesday. He says the new license symbolizes the beginning of a transformation in the energy sector to facilitate increased investments. Four public and private sector partners have joined forces to launch the Drink Real Milk campaign in a bid to revive the Jamaican dairy industry. The companies are the Caribbean Broilers Group, Separate Limited, Newport for Sand Jamaica Limited, and the Jamaica Dairy Development Board. The campaign, valued at an initial $10 million annually, aims to improve production and increase consumption of locally produced milk over the short to long term.
We have never really targeted the consumers. And that's very important because that's where the demand is coming from. Now, when you increase the demand, it means that there's an opportunity to supply more milk and for our farmers to expand. So from a business point of view, what we are likely to see is an increase in investments in dairying. And that is exactly what we want because we want to expand the milk production.
Chief Executive Officer, Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Hugh Graham. All industry stakeholders are invited to join and participate in the campaign. And Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is moving to install a trade commissioner in Cuba as part of efforts to make it easier to introduce Jamaican goods and services into that country. Vice President for Trade and Business Development Robert Scott says reports from the trade missions and visits to Cuba indicate a strong market for Jamaican products. However, advancing the process of getting Jamaican products into the country will require a sustained presence in the market to help exporters navigate Cuba's various trade regulations.
We are pretty close to the point of having a hire and opening an office in Cuba, which will ensure that we have a sustained presence on the ground, feet on the street, to drive those opportunities that we have identified.
Mr. Scott was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.